back to our wild card line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello, my name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Where are you calling from?
From Florida now.
Okay, Florida. Go ahead.
I am being targeted with directed energies, and I'm trying to find out if there's a way to protect myself from them.
Good question, Robert, because I was going to ask you myself, what can people do if they think they're being directed like Andrea is from beams and other people as well?
You know, and this has been another sad moment in my life during this investigation. Isn't this why we spend so much money on defense? Why aren't there shelters or shielding? Whose job is it to actually defend us? We have nuclear fallout shelters, but we don't have directed energy shelters. You know, ding, ding, ding. Something's going on there. So to answer the question, you can do some research on the web. There are several civilians that are funded by angel investors that are doing civilian defense work, ironically against the Department of Defense or evil aliens, depending on how you look at it. And I gave you a description of the weapon system. There are basically two things you can do, and that is jam the signal so it doesn't make sense, and they have to be bioinformationally coherent signal. Only your body and brain will understand. Anyone else subjected to it, it ends up being noise, and they won't feel anything. So if you try to jam it, scramble it with body electricity scramblers, and there are a few people studying that out on the web, that will help. And there's some simple shielding, some cheap stuff. They're using a couple of different surveillance techniques, it looks like. You have to block both the magnetic field as well as the electric. There's a cheap material called mu metal, which is an alloy that you can purchase. That will block the magnetic field somewhat, dampen it. Everything is a signal-to-noise ratio in communication. You see those little bars on your cell phone go down when you go into certain buildings. Well, the biocommunication systems that are targeting people operate in a similar fashion. So you have to combine several disrupting technologies. Another cheap one is Mylar, which it's known as space blankets, and it's a metallized plastic, has aluminum on it. Aluminum has local field magnetic permeability. The mu metal will block that. But on top of that, you can add ion, static electricity, believe it or not, high voltage, extra ions that will reflect the radar energy even better. These radar fields are also called earth penetrating tomography. They go deep into the earth. Civilians can rent these units, radar units, that look for pipes, penetrate the earth at 450 megahertz. So it's hard to block, especially at those intensities. But those are a few of the techniques. There are some far more advanced ones in the works. People who are being targeted, I'm a bit overwhelmed, so I recommend other websites and people to contact. You're not alone. It seems to be an epidemic.
Is it criminal? What's going on?
It's worse than that. I mean, if you listen to these people's stories, put into a torture chamber, worse than lethal weapons, innocent citizens by the thousands. What is that?
Do you believe that, Robert?
I know it to be true.
That's amazing.
And no one will investigate it. I mean, I went to Congress to testify, 23 congressional offices.
Did they listen to you?
Some of them did, who were familiar with previous abuses. But Congress ends up being somewhat impotent. They don't have an army. Whoever controls the guns controls, the world. And so they really don't seem to be able to do anything. There is a legislature on the table called H.R. 1026 that is going in front of the House, and it's to reopen the investigations of all of these past programs from COINTELPRO, MKUltra, and try to start an investigation. My gut feel is there's something very weird going on, and something of this magnitude that can be covered up, they can probably squash this bill. But call your congressman, call your state attorney general. There's lots of activism. There's a lot of protests. You don't hear about it in the news. It's eerie.